brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, this story's up on Infowars.com. Last remaining lead smelter in the USA closing after 120 years. They have shut down the environmental regulations to where it's impossible. Just like Obama said, you can have a coal-powered plant, but we will bankrupt you. It's impossible to lead smelt. That's why we import it all from China now. And now they're going to control the importation. That's how they're going to ban your bullets. And they're not playing games. So there you go. And they're going to go after every other metal you try to use for bullets, and they're going to buy them up to drive up the prices. This is economic warfare. Max Keiser, getting into money velocity and how bad it's going to get, because it is starting to get out in the economy. I see inflation everywhere. It's really bad. And the media says, there's no inflation, there's no inflation. The dinosaur kleptocrat Decepticon media. But how does that tie into not just Chase, but other big banks are saying you can wire money in but not out of the country, and you've got to get an approved special checking account and pay us. And you said this years ago. It would get to the point before the inflation really got bad where your money will be like garbage you've got to pay to have taken away. Max Keiser.
Well, there's a couple of things there, Alex. First of all, you have to understand that although the inflation rate right now is high, if you put into the calculation things like food and energy, the inflation rate's really 6, 7, 8%. It's not the 2 or 2.5% the government says. The government lies about the real number of inflation because all of the entitlement programs are tied to the official inflation rate, that being like Social Security. So they're incentivized to underreport that number. That's why they always underreport that number. The real is correct that the real inflation, if you really add up the cost of what people actually buy at the supermarket, it's really 6, 7, 8%. That's true. But even though that's high, there's another big factor going on, which is that the shadow banking system, which is the derivatives market, which is $700 trillion in size versus the global GDP of roughly $60 trillion in size, that is collapsing at faster than 7 or 8% a year. It's collapsing at 10, 15, 20% a year. The derivatives shadow banking system is collapsing, and that's why these banks have to constantly be bailed out by the central banks, who are constantly engaged in programs of quantitative easing, because they're trying to keep what are called zombie banks alive. And the reason they're zombie banks is because their balance sheets are collapsing faster than the economy can grow to generate the taxable income to pay off these debts. Now, going forward, because there is no velocity, because there are so many zombie banks, because there is so much money just sitting there not doing anything because they're zombies, you have countries like China that have accumulated up to $4 trillion worth of money as a creditor nation, including over $1 trillion in dollars, with nowhere to spend it until such time as they decide to get panic stricken because maybe the dollar finally starts to collapse in the wake of this obvious sign of no economic growth. And they dump those dollars and other currencies onto the market in a classic hyperinflation where they want to spend them quickly before the value collapses. Then all this pent-up hyperinflation that's been pent up and kind of off the radar for 10 to 15 years all happens like a thunderclap at once. That's what everyone needs to be prepared for, because at that moment, it'll be way too late.
Is there any way to escape the Weimar? Because the globalists admit in their doublespeak that they're trying to have a depression to somehow black hole the inflation, so they only have inflation in luxury goods, and we see that.
No. They say that there is deflation. They say that there is a recession because they are constantly trying to convince people that they don't deserve to make a minimum wage or a livable wage. They people at McDonald's and Walmart.
Well, look at how they promoted Obamacare.
By the U.S. government. That's right. They're being subsidized by the U.S. government because they must always talk about the collapse of the inflation, which they include wages, as the reason why they need to keep printing money. But that's a false statement. They print the money to keep the zombie banks alive. They don't care, as I said before, they don't care if people have jobs because they can just print money. Why would I care if I had a job?
Exactly. Max, thank you so much. We're out of time. We'll have you back soon. Thank you so much. We have a special guest coming up. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Peter Kuznick is one of the most renowned historians and researchers out there, period. We're very honored to have him join us for the next 25 minutes or so. He also worked with his book, turning it into a 12-part series for television, 10 parts on cable here in the United States, for the untold history of the United States. And he just had a piece in USA Today about American exceptionalism. And we're going to get his take just on where America and the world is right now versus the different political histories that are out there. And obviously we all see through rose-colored glasses, and history's too big and too deep to ever really know the truth of everything. But we know there's a lot of different histories that are politicized out there versus what the real histories are. And so he joins us, Dr. Peter Kuznick. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure, Alex.
Wow. I mean, we could talk about a million different things, but just studying history in its whole, where would you say the world is today, and where is America and the empire in that?
Well, there have been a lot of empires, and what we know is that no empire lasts forever. And the United States is in a similar position to all the previous empires. Empires cling to life in their dying stages. The United States is not yet in its dying stages as an empire, but we're already retracting. We're already seeing that we can't dominate the world in the ways that we used to be able to. You see America's declining influence in the Middle East. America's declining declining influence in Latin America. You know, and this is, does not necessarily have to be a bad thing for the American people. Being the world's policeman has not been in America's interest. Even from a military standpoint, our victories have been minor. Yeah, we succeeded in defeating several dozen Cuban construction workers in Grenada, and Reagan says America's back again, standing proud. But we haven't had a very good track record. The Korean War was a standoff. Vietnam was a disaster. We got our butts kicked in Vietnam. The Kuwait, you could say, was somewhat of a success, but there again, we were lied into that war the first time. Afghanistan, Iraq, even Libya, I mean, what has our militarism got us? Okay, we've got 700 to 1,000 bases around the world. We are by far the strongest nation in the world. We spend almost as much on our military as the rest of the world combined. If we factor in our intelligence, for a while we were spending as much as the rest of the world combined. So we've militarized the planet, and we're looking for military solutions, but we've seen over and over again that military solutions don't really work. So what Oliver Stone and I have tried to do with our project is show the dark side of American history. We acknowledge that the United States has done a lot of great things, but what we don't think we learned the lessons from that. But the lessons we want to teach, we think that are most essential for people to learn, are the lessons from the mistakes that we've made. And Americans have not been good at reflecting. And one of the problems is Americans don't know their history. The National Report Card that was issued in June of 2011 reported that American high school seniors came in worst in U.S. history than they did any other subject. In fact, they were worse in their understanding of U.S. history than they are in math and science. We're always bemoaning the fact that our students are so inept in math and science compared to the rest of the world. Well, the students came in worse in U.S. history. 12% of American high school seniors were judged to be proficient in U.S. history. Of that 12%, only 2% of high school seniors could actually identify the problem that Brown versus Board of Education was trying to address, even though the answer was obvious from the way the question itself was worded. So we've got a lot of problems that we have to deal with intellectually, educationally, and politically.
Well, I've seen some of the episodes. They're really thought-provoking and try to give some depth, not just black or white. I see America becoming an empire really around the time Kennedy's killed, and a lot of historians agree with me on that. I want to see if you agree. I mean, it's hard to pick a point, but America has lost its superpower status and is now seen as a super tyranny because all these corporate interests, they're winning off the profits. They're winning off of the no-bid contracts. But America is being destroyed, our name, our treasure, everything in the process. And then Putin came out and said, you know, you're not just exceptional because you say you are. I see America has been exceptional in many ways with inventions and trailblazing, but also exceptional in darkness as well. And I think you always see that yin and yang. I mean, I would say America has been exceptional in many ways, but now we're exceptionally unhealthy, exceptionally evil, and exceptionally arrogant. And I think it's good for us to not be so arrogant. And what is your take on American exceptionalism? Because I know you wrote a big piece that I was able to read part of on it. I saw a synopsis on another paper.
Oliver Stone and I had a piece on American exceptionalism in USA Today a few days ago. And we start off by saying, thanking Vladimir Putin for not just chastising Barack Obama for invoking American exceptionalism to justify a unilateral military strike against Syria, but for offering a solution so the United States didn't have to follow through on that promise. But we argued that what Putin did was right. His timing was bad. We had wished that he had waited another week till both houses of Congress had repudiated a military strike, cruise missile strike against Syria, because we thought that that would have sent the real message about where the United States American people want to be right now. They were overwhelmingly opposed to a military strike. And it would have been a tremendous victory for the anti-war movement, probably the biggest victory in decades. But this idea of exceptionalism is so deeply ingrained. It's become part of the air that Americans breathe. It goes back to Jonathan Winthrop and his sermon aboard the Arbella in 1630 in Massachusetts Bay, when they're starting Massachusetts Bay Colony. He says, "We shall be like a city upon a hill, that the rest of the eyes of the world will Psytreat conference, he says, now at last the world knows America as the savior of the world. This idea is so deeply ingrained. We see it over and over again especially, it takes off in a big way in the 1980s with Ronald Reagan. At the same time, he's supporting death squads in Central America, supporting the Mujahideen, the Islamic extremists in Pakistan and Afghanistan. He's going around crowing about morning again in America and that America is God's gift to humanity. We see it in Madeleine Albright, who, as Secretary of State, says if we have to use force, it's because we're America. We're the indispensable nation. Hillary Clinton saying the same thing. We're the indispensable nation. We stand for peace and progress and prosperity. While at the same time, she's authorizing the invasion of Iraq, supporting expansion.
Well, sure, that's what, I mean, as you know, you're going through the history, but I mean, we've had John Kerry, Secretary of State now, Obama, saying, hey, we're America. We've got to go in there and do this. When American and globalist interests started the Civil War, they put al-Qaeda in there. It's all on record. The al-Qaeda, a lot of evidence behind the chemical attacks. And then Kerry gets up and says, we're exceptional. We've got to go save the day, when it's clearly a war crime. I mean, I've never seen America so on the wrong side so openly. And again, I'm not a fan of Assad, but compared to al-Qaeda, I am. I mean, is there... It's almost a mental illness in the elite. Do you think they're smoking their own propaganda, their own dope?
It's an interesting comment, because I.F. Stone, the great independent journalist, used to go to schools of journalism. And he would tell the students, if you want to be a journalist, you have to remember two words: governments lie. But he said at one point that governments lie, but the Americans smoke the same hashish they pass out. And it's possible that these people actually believe it, although I think Obama's too smart. And Kerry was once too smart. He was one of the founders, one of the leaders of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. It comes from a much more thoughtful, intelligent position than to rely on this kind of militarism. So these people once had some sense of integrity. I don't know about Hillary Clinton, if she ever had that kind of sense. She's so hawkish. I mean, people don't think of it. They think of
but
her
as the best. Exactly. But that's what makes them such effective Judas ghosts. And Obama, I've heard it said that he's not a lesser of two evils, he's a more effective of evils. Imagine if George W. Bush was still in office, got a magical third, fourth term. Could he have gotten away with anything that Obama's done?
Well, Ari Fleischer, Bush's press secretary, said that this is Bush's fourth term.
I agree with that.
and in some ways, Obama is different. Obama did resist the attack on Syria for a long time before he caved in. Part of his problem is that he doesn't have a backbone. He doesn't seem to have a moral core. Where John F. Kennedy could stand up to the military, he knew what they were. He knew what they were doing, and he resisted them time after time.
Well, and you saw what happened to him.
Well, that's part of the message, maybe. You know, we don't know why Obama has turned into the opposite of what people hoped he was going to be in so many ways. In terms of his domestic policy, his surveillance, his overall militarism. And this is not the guy who deserved the Nobel Peace Prize, of course. This is the Obama who was lectured by Malala, that 16-year-old Pakistani girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban. She said that your drone policy is wrong, that you're killing innocent people, you're creating more enemies. 16-year-old girl who should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize, perhaps, was lecturing the Nobel laureate himself.
Has the Nobel Prize giving them to people like Henry Kissinger and now Obama made itself into a joke?
Well, Tom Lehrer, who was the great political satirist of the 1950s and 60s, Harvard math professor, brilliant, said that he gave up. He stopped performing when Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize. He said, political satire has become obsolete once Henry Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize. And he's right about that. I mean, Kissinger, of course, should be in the dock at The Hague. You know, this is a man whose war crimes, his long list of war crimes.
Pinochet, Vietnam, the list is just endless.
Bangladesh, Chile, as you're saying, Cambodia, Laos. And one of the points that I make about Vietnam.
Doctor, we got a break. Come back and make that point. And in the 6 minutes we have left on the other side of the break, get into other key points that you want folks to think about. Dr. Peter Kuznick is our guest. We'll be right back.
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You take a mortal man.
This is a fitting intro. Dave Mustaine, Megadeth. Song about a dictator getting power and going stark raving, power drunk, crazy. Watch people's heads a roll. We've got Dr. Peter Kuznick on with us. I'm not going to go over his amazing bio and all the books and work he's done and the films he's made with Oliver Stone. We've only got about 6 minutes left. But you can get, by the way, I should add, the box set of Oliver Stone's Untold History of the United States. These two collaborated on that in the filmmaking, and it's based on the book by the doctor who joins us right now. So, Peter, in closing, finishing up with Vietnam, then I want to ask you about the death of empires at the end. Finish up your Vietnam point.
Yeah, It was very disconcerting to read recently. A recent Gallup poll found that 51% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 think that the Vietnam War was not a mistake. The older people think it was a terrible mistake, but the young kids are not even learning about Vietnam anymore, and they think it wasn't a mistake, 51%. Martin Luther King said that if America's soul becomes totally poisoned, part of the autopsy must read Vietnam. I think a big part of it must read Vietnam. And Obama has announced recently a 13-year commemoration of the Vietnam War, honoring the Americans who he says fought heroically to protect the ideals we hold dear as Americans. Well, if you look at Vietnam, you wonder, what ideals is he talking about? Robert McNamara, Secretary of Defense, who was the architect of that war, told my students a few years, right before his death, that he believes that 3.8 million Vietnamese died in the war. When I asked students how many Americans died in the war, some of them know the 58,000 number. When I asked them how many Vietnamese died in the war, I just did it a couple weeks ago with honor students, and the guesses ranged from 300,000 to 1.3 million. Well, 3.8 million, according to McNamara. And then I asked them how many Jews died in the Holocaust. Every hand goes up. They all know the 6 million figure. But I think that says something about American education. How would we feel if German kids today thought that a 500,000 to 1 million Jews died in the Holocaust? We'd be horrified at the education system in Germany. But the German kids know the truth. The Americans have no idea about the atrocities, the outrages committed by their own government. What I'd like to point out is that the Vietnam Wall now, the Vietnam Memorial Wall, has the name of 58,272 Americans who died in the war. The message of that wall is that the tragedy of Vietnam is that 58,000 Americans died. That is a tragedy. But if that wall contained the names not only of the Americans, but also the Vietnamese, the Cambodians, the Laotians, the Brits, everybody who died in that war, it would be over 4 miles long. It's 146 feet long.
Well, it shows.
A
4 mile
long wall would send the message that we need to send about what that war was about, and would also represent a fitting tombstone to the American Empire.
I agree with you. So when do we really become a full-fledged empire, not just in our not just in the Americas, but all over the world? When does the military-industrial complex really take over? I'd say 3 years after Eisenhower left office and warned us, it's when they killed Kennedy. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes and no. We trace it back to 1898, to the Spanish-American War,
sure.
When the United States starts to become a global empire, when the United States becomes a counter-revolutionary force in the Philippines. Before that, supported reform and revolution. Then we go in there, we overthrow the Aguinaldo government, we overthrow the popular forces,
sure.
We impose a dictatorship, we set up a colony there, and then we begin to intervene over and over.
Sure, Doc,
and over
we're almost out of time. I would agree with you. I think it is William McKinley's Navy in 1898 in the stage, main, clearly staged, certainly used. You supply the pictures, I'll supply the war, and then you've got another stage deal with the Gulf of Tonkin, 1964. We've only got about
the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, then the start of the Cold War with Truman. Truman wasn't in office for 10 days before he reversed Roosevelt's policies toward the Soviet Union. Less than 10 days.
Amazing, just to keep the war machine going. In closing, the American empire, is there a way to extricate out of it without going through the evil degeneration cycle where they always become so authoritarian at home?
Well, it's becoming authoritarian. Look at what's happening with the surveillance state that we see now. It's not easy to roll back power. It's not easy to roll back empires. But the United States still is in a position where it can learn and begin to reach out. On Syria, we said, for example, if you want to bring in the Russians to get them to cooperate on Syria, roll back on the missile defense that they hate, roll back on the weaponization of space that they hate, roll back on the expansion of NATO to their doorstep. If you want to bring China in to collaborate with us, to cooperate with us, let's pull back this Asia pivot that Obama and Clinton have announced, where we're militarizing the Pacific in the same way to contain China, like we tried to contain Russia.
That could be a way to have peace and not have World War III. Dr. Peter Kuznick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
For your time. All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. We'll be back with your phone calls, a ton of breaking news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
To us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I've got articles here where folks putting out anti-corrupt Homeland Security shirts that say Homeland Stupidity are being threatened by the NSA and DHS. He's fighting back with a lawsuit. Free speech t-shirt maker threatened by NSA, DHS fights back with lawsuit. That is so criminal when parody is 100% covered. The NSA, the only part of government that actually listens, and they're trying to claim you can't use our logo. Government logos, folks, are the most widely open to be used items. They try to threaten people with criminal charges saying that you're impersonating a criminal NSA person engaging in fraud and criminal activity. No, we're exposing your fraud and criminal activity of your narcotics, child trafficking, murdering bosses. We know who you are. And by the way, it's that spirit of knowing who the globalists are that's going to bring them down, because we call this the American empire. This is the globalists using America to build and fund their empire at our expense. That's why I want this empire to go away. And I don't mean just go away, like fall apart. I mean have our money, our tax dollars kept here to create the ingenuity and the trailblazing and the inventiveness that was American exceptionalism when we did, until 100 years ago, promote revolutions in countries for real liberty. America used to do that. We didn't go around meddling, but we'd support groups that were promoting freedom. Now it's the opposite. Let's put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, Syria, and Al-Qaeda Light in charge of places like Egypt. And, you know, you hear that professor, who's a smart guy, who comes from kind of a liberal perspective, but a real liberal perspective. He'll at least criticize Obama. We need to reach out to those people, because I'm not a conservative or a liberal. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a truth lover. I'm a justice lover. People didn't, over 150 years ago, they didn't say left or right. That meant male or female. Wicked, not wicked. That's sinister, non-sinister. Sinister means your left hand. Like you have a sword fight. He holds his sword sinister. The point is it was all about, is that more freedom or is that less freedom? Is that more fair or is that less fair? That's what you judge everything by. Not, is something the surface. Is that person black? Is that person white? Is that person from the South? Is that person from the North? Is that person a Christian? Is that person a Jew? Is that person an agnostic? You have to judge people by the character of their deeds, what they do, what they stand for. That's what Martin Luther King said, and I agree with that. Look at the so-called liberals of today. They're the opposite. A brown bag is racist, and then you comply with that. Well, now, just being a cowboy is racist. Wearing a cowboy hat is racist. Cover that red neck up, even outside, is racist. It's just, everything becomes racist. It's just a war on reality. And they know it's asinine. They know it's crazy to arrest a woman that shoots her boyfriend with a water gun. They know it's crazy to arrest a kid in the backyard with an airsoft, Nerf-type gun with friends. But they say, well, comply with the officers. They feel that it was threatening that you had a gun at your neighbor, saw you guys shooting at a target with airsoft, and it was an orange gun. Doesn't matter. We're going to go ahead. And then the probation officer comes in and says, we're not going to charge you with menacing, but go ahead and go on probation. And then you sign with the judge. They have just engaged in a mass fraud to violate your civil and God-given rights. Just like when they lie and say, well, we kicked you out of school for a week and then charge you with truancy because you weren't inoculated. We're going to drop the criminal charges of truancy if you take the shots. They kicked you out of school. The penal code in every state states that you're then not truant if they've kicked you out of the school. They're all in a criminal operation. They've got to get 97.3%, last time I checked, of the school inoculated, or they don't get about a third of the money. You know, the states don't get any CPS money unless they increase, last time I checked, it varies. Clinton got this in 97. 10% more kids grabbed each year. That's why it was a couple hundred thousand under Clinton. It's over 1.5 million. Kids they grab each year now. And it's only going to grow. It's designed to wreck everybody. You can look at these actuaries, look at these setup plans, and know it's for total destruction of the family. But I don't even need to go look at that. They openly say the family's bad. They openly badmouth anything that's good. Man, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, a Christian, not a Christian, whatever. I don't want you to be manipulated and lied to, because if they can do that, they can turn you into an army of lemmings to run me and my family over. I want my children to grow up in a world with other good, successful people. I want to have a future. I have empathy. But I see the public with their death culture obsession, their zombie obsession, their murder obsession, their gangster obsession, their fake tough guy obsession, really being desensitized to everything. And man, I tell you, in the general public, I've never seen so much corruption. I've never seen so much backstabbing. I've never seen so much lying. I've never seen people do so much wrong to each other and then make excuses for it. I've never seen common sense so in trouble. And it's going to get a lot worse, folks. I see it in life. I see it in business. I see it in media. I always realized the good feel humble and like pathetic if we stand up and try to lead, and so we just stand back and let the arrogant control freaks run things. It's time for those of us that love justice to really stand up. Those of us that have done the research, those of us that have the facts, those of us that really care, those of us that have common sense. It is our duty But that duty is the animating contest of liberty that Jefferson talked about. It is the struggle. And we're taught to, like, give in, like, give, you know, compromise, but they never compromise. Compromising means we give in to them. They're not compromising. The collective, the dumbed-down mass, the low-IQ, chemically dumbed-down people that will aggressively laugh at you if you try to wake them up, it's pathetic. I want to go to your phone calls in the news we haven't hit, but this is such a big deal. Gigi Urnetta and David Knight and others that are here today, and Jakari and folks were just really freaking out this morning when they went over this article that's on drudgereport.com. We have our own article up on Infowars.com. But this 2003 Federal Communications Commission, where they basically twist arms and threaten and tell people, you got to answer these questions. It's what's your political views? What do you do? How much time do you give to this? How much time do you give to that? What the Daily Caller doesn't get, and what we have in Kurt Nemo's article, I'm not saying that to differentiate myself. I could care less. I wish there were people out there that knew more than we did. It's pretty scary to be ragtag and be about the best there is. But the point is, our article breaks down. It is the Fairness Doctrine. Back. I mean, if you know what it is, it's back. And Kurt Nemo breaks it down in an excellent article, FCC Prepares Fairness Doctrine for the Internet. And if you scroll down, we have screenshots of the document and then a link where you can go through to it and Cass Sunstein talking about how they would use the secret police now come and just say it's a mandatory survey. Just like they have police on the highways under federal funds who take blood and stuff, but they say, oh, it's a research project. You don't have to, but you better. And then the feds, then after they do that for a while, then they fund blood draws and lie and say, oh, it's a real warrant when it's not. They want in your body, folks. They want to put their hands on you. Nothing to do with drinking beer, okay? And now they are going to go through and say, what is the news philosophy of the station? Who else in your market provides news? Who are your main competitors? How much news does your station air every day? And again, I get these. I got these under the business census this year. You're like, but it's 2013. You're not people. The ignorant public goes, you only get it every 10 years. No. I get threatened by the Department of Labor when that's not even the group over the census with arrest, folks, if I don't tell them stuff I don't even know. What's the total profit on this? What'd you do on that? What have you amortized? I mean, it would be $50,000 a year of accounting. We had the accountant look at it to answer those questions properly. And if I didn't answer them properly, I would be lying on a federal document. Then they would have me. I can't fill this thing out. I don't even mess with my own life. I'm not sitting here counting, you know, coins or something. I'm busy trying to cover the news. And then they lie on the form and say, it's the law. We will fine you or arrest you. And I know the law. I know the federal rulings. I know what the census is. The census isn't, do you own firearms? Do you have a low flush toilet? How many of your employees are minority? It's all just stuff to put in a database for targeting. Who are your board of directors? Blah, blah, blah. There is no board of directors. It's me. But it just goes on and on and on and on. And now, how much does community input influence news coverage decisions? This is to get you to report and where they can admit and say you don't follow the new fairness doctrine we've put in. They admit that, by the way. You have at least 10 Democratic senators saying they want to shut us down and shut us up. I want a directive, and I've been saying this the last few months. AP admitted 2 weeks ago there was a war on the press. I want every night on the nightly news, not just when I host it. I want the war on the press and the war on media out there. It's like Pigstein, Dianne Feinstein, Scumstein, Witchstein, whatever her name is, up there with Bodyguard Stein, who doesn't want you to be able to be armed, saying that they will license a bill to protect the press does the opposite, like Affordable Care Act makes it unaffordable. And if this is free, maybe I don't want it. Okay? Affordable Care Act. 539% increase for Humana folks in Texas. Infowars.com yesterday. Mike Adams' article. This is the type of issue that we're dealing with here. And it's the same thing here. They get you, and I want to have this added to the article. This is 100% clear. I know Kirk has got most of the angles covered in this. Like the 2010 Infowars reported on effort by a coalition of more than 30 liberal organizations to shut down the First Amendment right of political enemies. And they're doing the same thing in Europe, folks. These are the enemy. And so they're trying to hide it in plain view. Your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the state. MSNBC promo. You don't go out as a cowboy. That hurts the cowboys. And don't go out as a Native American. That's racist and insensitive. And don't be a geisha girl. Don't be an artist. Don't have fun. Next, don't dress up like Spider-Man. It's racist against spiders. I mean, what the? Don't put green paint on your skin. It's racist against the Hulk. It's just getting you all like where you can't even talk. You go, oh, I'm sorry. They're like, that's okay. Do what we say and you'll be all right. They came in to doctors I know, including my dad, in big dental management companies, medical management companies, you name it. We had Dr. Blaylock on about this, and they come in and they go, well, you saw how we've been arresting all these directors of clinics and stuff and for not literally dotting an I or crossing a T on a computer screen or sending in files to the government that are overlaid in a computer spreadsheet because some secretary did something wrong. And, seizing whole things, shutting everything down. Just don't worry. Play ball and do what we say, and then you can do whatever you want. And then my dad's like, how about I just retire early? I just, whoa. Hey, we ought to look at some countries to move to, son. That's their plan. They want to run everybody out of it. Let me tell you, these bureaucrats come around, folks, a lot of them, they look you right in the eye. My dad, when I was a kid, the IRS called him, and he said, I have all my receipts. I've paid all this. I don't owe you all this back tax stuff. And the woman said, Mr. Jones, we are white-collar criminals. This is before people would record stuff. My dad said, I love America. There's no way you just said that. She said, look, we're going to destroy you and your family. I am a criminal. And my dad came home, and I remember was freaked out for weeks. And my dad never gets depressed. My dad was shook up bad. And then they started taking his bank accounts, everything. He fought them for years. These are gang-raping criminals. They want to hurt you. They're bank robbers in huge swarm clusters like locusts coming in on us. They're not going to stop. They're never going to stop. They're arming to the teeth against us. They're telling troops they can't be Christians. These people are Joe Stalin on PCP, okay? And they're pedophiles, okay? That's the main brigade. The most common type in them is a child rapist, I'm telling you. And they're coming down on us hard, and they're not going to back down. So just fight them. And identifying them as the enemy, they've already announced us as the enemy. They've announced George Washington as the enemy. These people are the scum of the earth, the most dishonorable jellyfish filth, but they have the revel, the power. They revel in their masses of weakness. They revel in their armaments against us. They revel in their red carpets. They revel in their Air Force Ones. They revel telling parents they can't pack their kids' lunches. They revel in arresting vets, cleaning their gun in their garage. They revel in persecuting us. They hate us because we are the light, and they don't want to see it. They want to crawl around like Gollum under the mountain, folks. And they're not going to leave us alone. You understand that? They are the enemy. The enemy. The enemy, 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 enemy. The enemy. The sworn enemy of everything good. They are demonic. They are the hordes of hell. They are absolute anathema to everything good. They are the plague. They are the scourge. They are the traitor. They are the destroyer of ideas. They are the opposite of liberals. They are absolute pit of hell, child molesting murderers. You sign on with these people, you've signed on to absolute hell. Oh my God. And they're really going to try it. And believe me, I just want them to know, they strike me down, set me up, whatever. I've already won, not being a pile of garbage, traitorous filth like you. Don't you get it? I'm not worried about what you do to my body. Even if there isn't a God or a life after this, my family goes on. All that matters is that you be beaten so that people in the future can have a chance to enjoy God's creation and to build something better. That's what life's all about, is stretching forward like all our ancestors did to try to get finger holds into a future of honor and goodness. The public has been psych warfared with demonic evil. The sitcoms, the dramas, all the businesses cheating each other, cheating, sex, all this other stuff. It's all meant to just fry everyone. And everyone engaged in evil thinks they've learned some secret technology of betrayal, and they're smart and you're not, and they deploy lies on you like it's a game and they're winning. They don't know they're losing by being frauds. They don't know they're losing by being scammers. They don't know they're losing everything. Everything. They're dishonorable. And it is our responsibility to crush them politically. It is our responsibility to disdain them and to call them out for the pieces of trash they are and do the opposite of everything they say. You want to know a battle plan? Do the opposite of everything they say. If they're promoting something, it's the kiss of death. You got that? Anything they push is failure. Everything they push is meant to screw you up. Everything they promote is meant to poison you physically, mentally, spiritually. Everything. Everything they are is the enemy of everything good. You're like, but why? 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 You don't have a wicked soul at its core. You are wicked. I'm wicked as well. But I've said I got an evil streak a trillion miles wide. I've got a streak of good as big as infinity, folks. So even though that evil streak's a trillion miles wide, and it's lovely dark and deep for the evil eye, when you've seen the universe and infinity, or even glimpsed it, the edge of it, the just the beginnings of it, the sound of running water and giggling children and happiness on forever, honor stacked upon beauty, upon goodness, you look at the evil and it is a joke, a shriveled joke.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
When I started out.
And I started out of town, yeah.
Sheriff John Brown came.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down.
So I shot him.
I shot.
And defending yourself is called terrorism. We're back live, folks.
I will pay.
By the way, Sebelius, as you know, fell on her sword earlier today. Like others have been scurrying off, like the head of Homeland Security and others. They're just there to get their payday and leave. She said Obamacare is all her fault. It's not the insurance companies. It's not Obama. It's not the foreign banks. It's all her fault. And so they want to make it all about the website not working. Your premiums are going up in some areas almost 600%. 539 in Texas. That's not a mistake. That's a precision operation against people that the elite have no respect for. They think you're idiots because you act like idiots. I'm talking to supporters of the system. You think you're a winner because you cozy up against the biggest dragon you can find. You're like a sheep coming up to the big pack of wolves, and you think if you come up to them and curl up next to them that the starving, ravenous wolves are going to give you kissy time. They're not going to give you kissy time. And you can sit there and watch sheep being torn apart in front of you. Wolves sometimes will just kill like 10, 15 sheep for fun. Just, you know, and they're just running around, ripping their guts out, running with their intestine 20 feet, literally. You can look at films of it online. And other sheep will just roll over and go, ugh. That's why you call cowards that won't resist sheep. Because they roll over and go, ugh, and just, you know, help me, ugh. And that's, people think they do that. They go, oh, no, historically, big, giant governments in black uniforms saying that they'll arrest Christians and that the family isn't good. That's not Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. No, that's liberal, trendy. I mean, it's pathetic, pathetic. And I'm starting to flip out because it gets crazier every day as these people think they're in total control. They just run around admitting all their crimes. And then people, you go, well, is it wrong you can't pack your kids' lunch? I mean, is it wrong that... It just goes on and on and on. Any justification people can do for the system. This is not what made this country great. Okay? America has had exceptionalism compared to all the other places. Undoubtedly. It's stuff like beat the biggest empire the world had ever seen that nobody'd beaten. I mean, Britain beat Napoleon a few years ago. A few years after we beat him. After we beat the British. And again, folks, it's because we had right on our side and we didn't back off. And that's why you got to learn to just know that they're the enemy, commit, and not care what they say. Just discredit them, savage them, and be confident. Because the sheep are looking for confidence, folks. They see confidence in the wolves. They don't have confidence in themselves that they could run from the wolves. And so they just roll over, spread their legs. That's what sheep do. They see a wolf, they just roll over, open their legs, and think, if I let you rip my guts out, you'll eat me slower. And because they want to be eaten slower. I mean, for whatever reason. I don't understand it. That's why the public call themselves a sheepdog. You're not a wolf. You're not a sheep. And the sheepdog, you ever seen footage? You can look them up online of sheepdogs tearing into wolves. And see, we're supposed to be sheepdogs, folks, not sheep. And we're not supposed to raise a nation of sheep. Everything they do is to raise a nation of sheep. We're going to go into overdrive and take a few calls here. Watson just sent me breaking news. We have the video, but YouTube's down right now. This is bombshell breaking news. Riot control. DHS spends $500,000 on fully automatic pepper spray launchers. I mean, they are just buying every weapon, soft kill, less lethal, lethal, non-lethal. And this ties into the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles. And they purchased 240,000 pepper spray projectiles, 100 pepper spray launchers. This is just in one area. They're spending hundreds of millions per state preparing for total collapse of society because they love you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.